This has been a hard day, Samuel, my son. So I suggest we eliminate our usual hour of meditation and go to bed. Oh, by the way, your mother is very proud of you, and rightly so.
Thank you, sir, and good night. Sleep well and be refreshed.
Good night, Samuel. Oh, leave your door open tonight. I feel that I may need you before morning.
I'm sure you won't, sir, but as you wish. Good night. Surely God will not hold Eli responsible for the many sins of his grown sons. Yet, I suppose it's a parent's duty to train up a child in the way he should go.
Samuel! Samuel!
That must have been Eli calling. He said he might need me. I'll be right there, sir. What can I do for you, sir?
Do for me? What do you mean?
You called me, sir.
I called you?
I heard my name called.
Oh, it wasn't me. You may have been dreaming. Go back to your room, Samuel, my son, and go to sleep.
Yes, sir.
Samuel! Samuel!
There it is again. Eli calling me. Here I am, sir. I'll be right there. You called me, sir? I distinctly heard you this time.
But I did not call you. Go back to bed.
Yes, sir.
Samuel! Samuel!
That is Eli calling. He must be the one who dreams. I better go to him anyway, though. Here I am, sir.
Samuel, perhaps the Lord God of Israel calls thee, son. Go, lie down, and perchance you hear your name called again. Answer and say, "Speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth."
Samuel, Samuel.
Speak, for thy servant heareth.
Behold, I will do a thing in Israel, at which the ears of every one that heareth it shall tingle. In that day I will perform against Eli all the things which I have spoken of.
Oh, what a beautiful morning. All nature sings and praises God.
Samuel! Samuel!
Oh, it's Eli. I better go to him. Coming, sir! What will I say if he asks me about last night? Here I am, sir. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Samuel. Did you have a good night?
Yes, sir.
Did the voice call to you the fourth time?
Yes, sir.
It was the Lord calling you?
Yes, sir.
And you were given a message for me?
Not exactly, sir.
But it concerned me.
Yes, sir.
Tell me, what did the Lord say unto you?
I'd rather not tell you, sir.
Yes, I can well understand why. But Samuel, my son, you are to be a prophet. It is never easy to be the mouthpiece of God. But be strong and fearless. You are a mere youth, a child of only 12. But you must learn not to be afraid of anything when God is on your side. So tell me what the Lord said, my son. Hide nothing from me. God do so to thee, and more also, if thou hidest anything from me of all the things that the Lord said unto thee.
Eli, sir, the Lord is displeased with the way you've handled your two sons. You are well acquainted with their sins. Therefore, said the Lord, he will judge you and thy house forever, and thy house shall not be purged with sacrifice nor offering.
It is a just judgment. I failed to control my two sons when they were young, and now they do evil, and I restrain them not. Let the Lord do what seemeth good to him.
And Samuel grew, and the Lord was with him. And even though yet a child, his words were wisdom and truth, and the people listened and obeyed. Then did all Israel from Dan to Beersheba know that Samuel was established to be a prophet of the Lord.